Restoring My Soul, Monday the 12th of May. A new heart and new spirit. The effect of regeneration is a new heart from which thorns and the stones of the other law are being removed, and a spirit that is made new through new birth. This highlights that the process of regeneration and renewing is addressing the soil of our heart. As we embrace the process through which our carnality is being removed, and we walk in the word that we are hearing, the divine nature which is planted in the soil of our spirit continues to take root, grow, and become the expression of our identity as a son of God. Summarizing this progressive work, Paul said, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image as the Son, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." Notably, the parable of the seed and grounds teaches us that if the soil of our heart is not being changed through this process, we, as a new creation plant, can die, even though what is born of God does not sin. As our spirit is being regenerated and our soul is being renewed, we are able to mature as a son of man and a son of God, and to reveal Christ by doing the works of obedience that he fulfilled for us. The seed of the divine nature, containing our name from the Father, defines who we are and also the expression of our identity in the fellowship of one spirit. These are his statutes which have become the rule of our life, which we are progressively expressing by the capacity of the Holy Spirit. Paul exhorted us to this orientation to life, writing, "Therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind." The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, 1 John chapter 3 verse 9, and Philippians chapter 3 verses 15 and 16. For further study, Philippians chapter 3.